start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to be with you, everyone, on this Friday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer here in the studio. Magic feeling a little bit better here today. They got back in the win column, taking down the Detroit Pistons 102-89. A good Pistons team, a team that had won 5 of 6. They were 19-14 coming into this contest. They were fourth best in the Eastern Conference. They were winning with defense. They were knocking down threes at a consistent basis here the last couple of weeks, and a good win overall. One of the better defensive efforts for this Magic club here in recent weeks, and that's how this team wins games. 6-2 now when they hold their opponent under 100 points in a basketball game. Next up will be the Miami Heat tomorrow night. We owe them a payback for what happened down in South Beach. Magic, they were tied 68 apiece heading into the fourth quarter, and then costly turnovers and then a lid on the basket, and that one got away from the Magic on Tuesday, but a chance to pay them back and try to get some momentum. That'd be 2 straight wins for this Magic club. Again, still an early part of the season, and try to build some momentum for the rest of the year. I'm going to be joined here in just a second by Magic head coach Frank Vogel, and we'll break down last night's win, look to the future, and kind of get some assessment of some of the guys on his roster and what they've been able to give here the last couple of weeks. But overall, a good performance last night. They've been working on the defensive end of the floor, and it showed. This team has been much better defensively here the last couple of games. Again, just trying to weather the storm. You still have 2 big pieces of your team out in Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross. You still have Jonathan Isaac, who's out. And we have not seen Jonathan Isaac and Aaron Gordon together very much. When they have played in the same game, this team is 8-4. So these are big pieces for this team. And again, health has just really hurt the Magic to this point. Magic back in action again tomorrow night against the Miami Heat, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. But what do you say we welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic, kind enough to join us here on a Friday evening. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Dante. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great. Good to have you on the show. Good to talk to you as always. And this is the first time we've had a chance to chat on this show since Christmas. So how was the Vogel family Christmas? Any traditions? What was Christmas like for you here in Florida?
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary in terms of traditions, but we had a terrific Christmas. It was always great to have family time. And, you know, my kids really get into the Christmas joy, you know, that morning when they open presents and all the surprises and everything. And it's just a fun time, fun time to be a parent.
Now that's fine. You know, my girls are 4 and 2, so I'm a little bit behind you. But what do you remember about that age? Christmas for your girls when they were about that age?
Oh, well, that's probably the peak, you know, when they're at that age, when they're young enough, they start just starting to understand what Santa Claus is and all the presents that they get and the toys, you know, the toys, they just nothing like lights up a child's eye like getting some new toys.
No, you're right. We saw a lot of that and a lot of playing with the empty boxes, which set us back a little bit. but last thing, though, I got to get your thoughts on, you're the perfect guy to ask this. I get asked all the time, favorite Christmas movie. What would be a staple in the Vogel house? Is there a favorite Christmas movie for you?
You know, I've always been a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation guy.
Right.
But I did, and this is a little embarrassing for a movie guy to say this, but I did watch Elf this Christmas with my family for the first time. I had never seen
okay.
it before, and
okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Right? That's a good – no, it's a classic, absolutely.
Yes.
Become one over the years, right? You like that. That's good. That's good. All right, Coach. Well, I'd love to get your thoughts. I know Magic snapped the streak last night, get a good win against the Detroit Pistons, 102-89. And, you know, when we cover the team, we kind of speculate, was it the team's defense? Was that the biggest factor? Was it the 11 threes? But I'd love to get your thoughts on what impressed you the most and what do you think was the biggest reason for the victory last night?
Well, you know, for me, it was 2 things, and I think they really impact each other, or I should say that, you know, the one, playing with the pass offensively energizes the whole group. And we don't do that enough, whether it's this point in the season, early on in the season, you know, it doesn't matter. It's something we preach every day. And You know, it just doesn't come natural to our group at all times. And when we do truly play for each other and truly play team basketball, you know, driving the pass and everybody with the basketball thinking pass and everybody off the basketball, you know, being aggressive with their spacing, their cutting, their rolling to the basket, and being shot ready, you know, that's when the offense clicks a little bit better. And when the offense is clicking a little bit better, everybody's going to be more engaged on the defensive end. So, you know, I think it was a big point of emphasis after the Miami game that we lost. We left several possessions on the table just by not thinking extra pass. And that was a big point of emphasis going into the Detroit game, and we did a better job there. And I really think that impacted our defense.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And I know you'd love for that to not be tied to the defensive end of the floor, but it seems to be human nature really for every team. The more you're passing and scoring, the more you're defending on the other end. So how do you navigate through that through the course of a game? If a team is going through a lull, I think it was in the second quarter last night especially, ball started to stick a little bit at times. How do you kind of get that point across to your team throughout the course of the game just to move the ball a little more?
Just keep it the same message, you know. You called two timeouts in that stretch, and then we showed them clips at halftime as well, you know, where you know, they went on a 14-0 run, and, you know, we had four consecutive possessions where we're taking, you know, one-on-two shots, what I call one-on-two shots, you know, contested shots at the rim when you have open men on the perimeter. And the open three is a better shot than a contested two. And, you know, we just got to be able to make that play.
Speaking with Magic head coach Frank Vogel, and I know you said last night you're happy to see the guys rewarded for what they've put in here defensively. That's really two solid defensive outings in a row. Hold them to 89 points. You're now 6-2 when you keep your opponents under 100 points for a basketball game. So what strides has this team made recently on the defensive end?
Well, we're just working, you know. I mean, we continue to work at the habits that that go into to playing winning defense, winning level defense. And you know, like any habits, you have to stay on top of it, you have to continue to practice it, you continue to emphasize it. And you know, that's what we've been doing, just staying the course and being diligent about our work, trying to improve that on that end.
And I know you obviously know Nick Vucevic, and you certainly miss him on the offensive end, but Biz does some things for you certainly on the defensive end and rebounding, contesting shots. What did you get out of Biz last night, and how much can he kind of help you on that end of the floor while you weather the stretch here without Vuce?
Yeah, well, he can definitely help us. That's his specialty. That's what he excels at, is the defensive end of the floor. Obviously, he's got the athleticism to be an above the rim, you know, shot blocker and rim protector. And he's one of our most vocal defenders as well. So, you know, he adds a little bit of energy with his voice in terms of being a middle linebacker back there and talking out all the action. And he was terrific for us last night.
How important is that, the vocal part of it for Biz? I know you got a group that can tend to be quiet, doesn't really chat a lot, really on and off the floor. There's not a ton of chatter with that group at all times. I'm sure you see a lot more than I do. But so with the group that may tend to not talk as much, how important is it to have a quarterback back there like that?
Well, any quiet defense is a bad defense. You know,
yeah,
that's just the way it is. And you know, Vuce does a good job talking and using his voice, and Biz is probably the best on the team with just being, you know, very vocal and commanding with his voice, you know, not just talking things out, but shouting things out and, you know, getting his teammates to react to his voice. And, you know, you need that from the center position, but you really need it across the board, you know, everybody on the team. And we definitely are too quiet of a team. You know, for my liking, you know, we have to be more vocal, and it just brings energy to the whole group.
Yeah, it certainly does, and I know he takes pride in doing that, talking even when he's not on the floor. So then you go to Mo Spates. It's interesting. They're the complete opposites, really, when you got Biz on the floor, and then you have the luxury of going to a guy like Mo Buckets. He blocked a shot for you, Coach. He's rebounding. What did you get out of Mo Buckets last night?
Look, Mo's just a good basketball player. You know, I mean, that's what he is. He's not the most athletic guy. He's not the fastest guy. But he's very skilled, and he has a great feel for the defensive end in terms of, you know, recognition and anticipation. You know, obviously his charge taking is an equally effective form of rim protection as Biz is. Biz is going to go above the rim to block shots and protect the rim. Mo is going to do it with body position. And both techniques are effective. And, you know, like I said, Mo's just a good basketball player.
Are you do you have one of those Mo Buckets hats? Do you own one of those? You're going to get a T-shirt. Do you have any of the gear?
I do not own any what the kids call it now. I do not own any merch. Any Mo Buckets merch. I don't own any of that.
Well, I'm sure he appreciated the plug. That's a good promotion for the Mo Buckets brand last night, so I'm sure he appreciated that. Coach, you've been saying that it's very difficult to win. Margin of error is small when you don't have your full complement of players, and you can see the results instantly when you bring back 36 points a game and Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon. How nice of a luxury was it to have those guys back, and how did you feel you got a performance from them last night?
They were both really solid, you know, and obviously they're going to battle a little bit of rust and conditioning. You know, I didn't play them their normal minutes because they're just getting back and still recovering from injuries. But it's just good to have them back in the lineup. They're both dynamic players, and they both do a lot on both ends of the floor. And, you know, obviously we're different when they're out there.
Two more guys, just kind of want to get your thoughts on them, and then we'll let you get out of here. Jonathan Isaac, is he getting closer, Coach? Is this kind of a day-to-day thing, or are you going to kind of reevaluate in a little bit? Where are you with Jonathan and his ankle?
Yeah, he didn't practice again today. There's no real change in his status. We're going to make sure that his ankle's right before we throw him back in there. And nobody really benefits from the, you know, back one game and then out the next and,
right,
you know, being in and out of the lineup. So, you know, we're going to make sure it's right. And the best I can tell you is that he's out for tomorrow's game.
But this is a critical stretch, isn't it? You want a guy 19, 20 years old, a rookie, to be able to get out there eventually and get his – you can't substitute game experience, I would think, and it would be very beneficial not only to the team but to him to get out there at some point when he's healthy to finish out the season for you.
Well, the key is when he's healthy, you know, and you have to make sure he's healthy or the development is tarnished. But not being out there definitely is harmful to his overall development. You know, but injuries, you know, injuries are part of the game, and they're just something we have to battle through.
All right, and then lastly, Aaron Aflalo. I'm a big Aaron Aflalo fan. He seems to be the consummate professional for you, Coach. He seems to be the perfect guy to have available on your bench. I know he started slow, but he seems to have found a rhythm here the last couple of games. Have you seen that as well with Aaron? I know he's always worked hard for you, but he seems to be kind of contributing a little more the last couple of games for you.
Yeah, he's been a good vet in the locker room for us, and you know, he leads with his voice and with his work ethic. And you know, he has struggled a little bit at times early on, but you know, like I said about Mo Spates, you know, when you're not playing every night in the same role every night, you know, it's tough to find a good rhythm, you know, on short minutes. And we know what Aaron is capable of, and you know, when he's going to be in there on a nightly basis. And you know, that's what he's been the last few games, and he's produced for us. He's had some solid basketball games the last two. And, you know, look forward to seeing him continue in that role.
Coach, the best part of Elf for me is when he gets hit by the taxi and he says, watch out for the yellow ones. They don't stop. that's my favorite scene. Do you have a favorite scene? Do you have a favorite scene from the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing's coming to my head right now on that one.
All right, always good to catch up with you, Coach. Congrats on the win last night. Let's get another one. I know you'd love to pay back the Miami Heat here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we definitely need to get another win for sure.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Dante.
All right, bye. There he is, Magic head coach Frank Vogel, joining us here on the program. Great to have Coach here, and congrats again. Magic get a win, snap that 9-game skid, and now you start to get some bodies back. Maybe they can continue to build some momentum and try to string a few together. That's the goal. You got Miami, which that's a winnable game. You played well for three quarters down in South Beach. Hopefully you can take them down. And then you head to Brooklyn here to take on the Nets on Monday on New Year's Day. Certainly a winnable game there as well. So maybe you can kind of start building some of this momentum back as you start getting healthy. And who knows, still a long way to go, 3.5 months left in this NBA season. Still more to come here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. I'll be back in a moment with Aaron Berlin as we close out the show here on 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Ring in the new year with our first home game of 2018 when the Orlando Magic faces the Houston Rockets on Wednesday, January 3rd. Cheer on your Magic as they face against James Harden and Chris Paul. Make sure to arrive early for pregame entertainment at our Fan Fest on Church Street. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Buy your tickets now to see the Magic play the Rockets at Amway Center on January 3rd at OrlandoMagic.com. Big games are pure magic.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
This is Alfred Payton of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to think,
someday I'm gonna be in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday I'll spend every night attacking the rim.
Even back then, I knew that
someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Payton brings it front court, 4:26 left in the game. Cut in the lane, that is Aaron Gordon. Payton gave his buddy the ball. Aaron rises up and stuck it down and in. 97-83, a 14-point Magic lead, and Gordon is back. He's got 14.7 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, that's Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network mentioning the performance of Aaron Gordon. Good to have him back. AG last night going for 14 points, and the Magic grabbed the win 102-89. The Magic wins, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You get 50% off your regular menu price order today at papajohns.com. That's 50% off your regular menu order price today. papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. AB, winning is good. I'm so glad for Frank Vogel, so glad for this group. They've been working. They've been ravaged with injuries. The losses started to pile up, 3-22 during a 25-game stretch here. So they've fallen on some hard times. But get a win, get feeling a little bit better, and now maybe you can start to try to get this thing going in the other direction.
Dante, selfishly, I'm just, it makes me feel good because this is our last show of 2017, and it gives us a high note to end 2017 on instead of coming
good
down
point.
Here and saying it's a somber one, right? So it makes everybody feel better. It makes our show easier.
That's a good point. So we get the last show of 2017, and we're all feeling good about it. We'll maybe get the last game of 2017. The Magic can maybe grab a win against the Miami Heat. You got to pay them back. If I'm not mistaken, it's the anniversary of the 30-assist game with Scott Skiles, right? So we'll be talking about that tomorrow on the telecast, probably on the Magic Radio Network
How
as well.
How long ago does that seem?
Oh, my
Scott
goodness.
Scott Skiles did that.
Yeah, forever ago. And I'm kind of shocked, Aaron, to be honest with you. I know Rajon Rondo came close the other night, 25 assists. I'm kind of shocked that it hasn't been broken yet.
Yeah. You know, Dante, I was thinking about it. There was that kid in college that accumulated like 22 or 23 assists the other day. And, you know, everybody was like flabbergasted with that number. And you forget that Scott Skiles had 30 in an NBA game.
Yeah, in an NBA game. Now, that was that no defense, run and gun, Denver Nuggets teams that tried to get a shot off within the first 6 seconds of the shot clock. So that helped, certainly, with that. But for Rondo to get 25 the other night, that was pretty impressive. And I just love it. I love that it belongs to the Magic and that it was Scott Skiles. And that we'll be celebrating that here in a couple of days. So we look forward to that. You know, we talked with Magic head coach Frank Vogel, and if you missed it, you can go to Orlando Magic Radio on the iTunes page and also on Google Play and Spotify, and you can find that interview as well. But one guy that we didn't mention was Elfrid Payton. And AB, we've been critical at times, certainly on the defensive end. And Coach Vogel mentioned today that sometimes he's been very good. He mentioned at practice today, sometimes he's been good and sometimes not so good. But that's improving. And the effort is improving there on that end of the floor. Offensively, he has been phenomenal here the last couple of games, and I think he really deserves his due. 19 points a game he's averaging during his last six. Last night he was two rebounds, two assists away from a triple-double. I love the energy, the effort, the focus that Elfrid Payton is bringing on the offensive end of the floor. Career-high 30 the other night. He has really stepped up to the plate to try to get this team going on the offensive end.
You know, Dante, I was kind of surprised when I saw this the other day, but actually I didn't see it. Dennis told it to us on there the other day, and that's kind of how I get some of my nuggets. But he said Elfrid Payton was in the top 25 in the NBA as far as field goal percentage
yes.
numbers go. And that just blows my mind, because how often do we sit here and we harp on Elfrid for not being a great shooter? Well, you know, the guy's picking and choosing his spots where he can be successful, and it's helping this team.
It is. It is. And we'll see where this goes, and hopefully he can keep that up. And for a guy that doesn't shoot it well, they sag off him, and he's still able to get to the rim. And he is shooting it well this year. So he was over 50% going into last night's game. So that's pretty impressive. And again, we've said from the beginning, you really have to reserve judgment on this team until you get the full complement of players. We said that when Elfrid was out, when Isaac was out, when DJ was out. I mean, this team needs the full complement of players to give a full assessment, and we just haven't had that. We haven't had that for over a month, and hopefully you can start to get bodies back. We're still going to be a ways away from Ross and Vooch, so we still don't really fully know what this team is capable of. We know how it started 8-4, but then injuries started creeping in, difficult schedule, and that sort of thing. So it could be an interesting second half of the season. See, I think this is a pivotal stretch coming up. Just build some momentum going into the All-Star break. I think to sit here and say, okay, we got to do this and this. We got to go, 29-17 to get to 500 and be a playoff team. I don't think you're talking playoffs right now. I don't think you're talking having a winning season at this point. I think it's day by day. Just try to get guys back. Just try to improve. Try to build on your build this thing up defensively. Get Isaac back at some point and make him stay for the season. Keep him healthy and let him gain as much experience as possible. Let Aaron Gordon continue to grow. Let Elfrid Payton, let's see where this stretch that he's on here, these last six, let's see where this goes. Continues to build. Continue to get your defense out of biz and get a couple of hot games here and there from Mo Spates. And just take it game by game and just look for daily development and growth from this group.
Absolutely. And, you know, how much better does this team just look with Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon back in the fall?
It.
There's another sense of energy with them.
Yeah, there certainly is. And we'll see. We'll see if they can keep it going here tomorrow night. But that's next up for the Magic. Hopefully pay back the Miami Heat. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. We'll get another look at Hassan Whiteside going toe-to-toe with Bismack Biyombo. And hopefully the Magic can grab a win tomorrow night. That'll do it for us for this week. Have a happy new year, everyone. We'll be back on Monday with Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, yeah. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, secure your tickets for the 2017-18 season now with the Fast Break Season Pass. For only $299, you can see every Orlando Magic home game at the Amway Center.
Here's a steal by Isaac, throws it ahead. He's got Mack running the floor. He'll lay it up and in.
Catch every buzzer beater and pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.